Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Grammy Award-winning musical ensemble Silk Road is a collective of artists representing dozens of nationalities, traditions, and ideas. Conceived by acclaimed cellist Yo-Yo Ma in 1998 and begun officially in 2000, Silk Road is currently under the leadership of artistic director Rhiannon Giddens. Silk Road's The American Railroad Project sheds light on the often overlooked contributions of Indigenous and African Americans, as well as Chinese, Irish, Japanese, and other immigrant communities, to the construction of the U.S. Transcontinental Railroad and connecting railways across North America. Years in the making, the American Railroad has included multidisciplinary components, including tours across North America, site-specific visual installations, a video documentary series on PBS, recording releases, and curricular materials for use by educators and the public. This Saturday, November 8th, Silk Road Ensemble will present a reimagined version of its American Railroad program at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts at 7 p.m. The concert will feature an intimate powerhouse ensemble of eight world-class musicians led by Silk Road founding musician and international pipa virtuoso Wu Man. Wu Man has performed in recital and with major orchestras around the world, and is a frequent collaborator with ensembles such as the Kronos and Shanghai Quartets and the Knights, and as mentioned, she's a founding member of Silk Road. Wu Man, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
For people who mayn't be familiar with Silk Road, you are one of the founding musicians. Could you give us a kind of overview about the ensemble and the project on the whole before we discuss this concert specifically?
Yeah, I'm very excited about this concert. Well, the Silk Road Ensemble starts with the Yo-Yo Ma in 2000, which is 25 years ago. So we mostly, the idea is to gathering a different culture background musician. We work together, we commission composer, and creative, new piece. We also share with the audience with the traditional music, composed music, all kinds of different variety and different instruments. So since then, it was quite huge, strong for us, for musician and influence. So we're still going on. We have a lot of education program. We have a music concerts tour and also recording project. And we tour internationally and in North America. Sort of that's how we we're doing. So here we are going to be soon in your town.
Mm-hmm. How does your work with Silk Road support and differ from other composition and other playing that you do on your pipa?
Well, the I grew up in China and I played the traditional instruments called pipa. It's like lute or guitar. Came from those string plucking family. We have a lot of in commons, from West traditional music or Eastern traditional music. But mostly I grew up with the play traditional music. Since I joined this group and I had a great opportunity to work with many musicians from different countries, say like a lot of from Central Asia, from India, from Persian, and also from America, from Boston, from New York, California, many different musicians. So I think this, and also to me personally, I sort of like grew up in this group, 2000, and now it's 2025, mm-hmm. almost 26. It's like halfway, for me, for my musical career. And then the great is opportunity is not only to play music together, but we visit each other's family. We sort of like a family. We deeply understanding the culture difference. And we're sharing each other. And again, we bring together to share with the audience.
The current artistic director of Silk Road is the incredible, the absolutely amazing Rhiannon Giddens. Yeah. And she conceived of this, the American Railroad Project. Could you tell us about the concept, the project, and what your part in it has been to date?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Rihanna is a great and amazing a musician and a leader, actually. She has lots of crazy ideas. And so this is American Railroad, and she came up with this ideas about American history, about the different culture, different people lived in this area, you know, in this country or in America, how we build this country, how the history, and sometimes people forgot. So we wanted to bring up the story, bring up the culture to remind audience, remind us as well. You know, we share music, different music pieces. So for this tour, we had a tour before. We had a, you know, this is project starts 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and we had a two big tour already. So this is the third one. We have eight musicians, which I always joking, I said eight is the best. And we gathering together, we have musicians from Ireland, we have, you know, of course, China, Japan, India, and of course, America. We have different music to sharing. We just had a rehearsal. For this particular group, we have smaller, you know, usually we over 10 musicians on the stage, but this one we have eight. We focus on deeply each tradition. But also, you know, we have a bigger band, like eight or play together. We have a new piece commissioned. But we also have smaller, we have a duo, trio, solo. So the audience kind of like give the journey, give the story of the history of America, give the railroad, each bring different railroad story from their tradition, like a Chinese stories, Japanese stories, you know, Irish stories, and then kind of for audience experience like a journey with not only a big band, a lot of sound, but we also have a very focused intimacy sort of solo music, but duo. We do have instrument, mostly instrumental, but we have some musician going to sing some folk songs. So I'm very excited and looking forward to that.
If you can explain it, how do the instrumental pieces share the story that the project wants to tell?
Well, like we just did, we rehearsed Sean, our bass player's amazing piece, and his family, his grandfather, you know, his family from Irish, and you know from a grandfather, a great grandfather. So, but his grandfather built the railroad train, and for the kids, you know, those kind of a toy. So he remembers at the very young age, and his grandpa at the backyard, his grandpa built the train, and that's the story he came up with. So he wrote a music about that. Memory of his grandpa built the kind of the history of railroad part of it. And then also that's the new piece Sean wrote. And also we have another new piece, which is our Japanese amazing artist, flute player, a drum player, and Karu-san. Karu also brought a piece which is interestingly a lot of based on Japanese traditional tune, but also he visited some parts of, you know, museum of American Railroad and about Japanese involved early years, and so he will show, you know, telling that kind of a story. And I also had piece based on Chinese immigrants, you know, a lot of Chinese immigrants from Canton area, so I brought a folk song from that region, and which is all the women, you know, grandma, wives singing that song to kind of miss their husband or their son, which is there or in America to build the railroad. So kind of we bring those together to share with the audience through the music. You know, it's all instrumental piece. Yeah. Oh, by the way, also we have Sandeep Dutts, the tabla player, Indian, and he also shared with us his music, of course, the tabla to us, it's like rhythm, you know, sounded like a train.
Yeah.
So he will bring us with all the percussion player, you know, this group, we have quite a few musicians play drums. So they're going to share Sandeep's stories from Sandeep's perspective of railroad of American history.
If you can remember back 25 years when Silk Road started, was it then a difficult to fathom concept that all of these international instruments could be brought together on pieces that are composed to tell a specific story and create a music that really is a world music?
Well, for us, I think it's quite natural. It really doesn't matter what instrument you play. You know, basically, as I mentioned, my instrument, the pipa, it came from Central Asia, but Europe, they have lute. They, you know, in Japan, they have biwa. You know, in America, we have banjo, mandolin. So sort of like the same family, very much a lot of similarity. So when we play together, like a guitar, we have Newell play the guitar, I play the pipa. We have a duo piece. Sound very amazing. Mm-hmm. Sound really amazing. We did a recording, you know, and we did a rehearsal this morning. And after rehearsal, we said, God, that was beautiful. that was amazing. So it doesn't really bother us for, you know, what kind of instrument you or bass or violin or pipa or sona, even Chinese, loud, very loud wind instrument. But sometimes it sounds like saxophone, you know, but that's the traditional instrument. So it's all actually all related instruments. And it's all come from the same earth, you know, from just landed in a different area, parts of the globe. So we all kind of bring together to remind ourselves how we're going to work together, how we're going to make the sound for this particular new piece or this particular melody from China or from Ireland. Yeah, for us, it's amazing, great experience, and also sort of very natural the way, yeah.
This Saturday, November 8th, Silk Road Ensemble will present a reimagined version of the American Railroad Program at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts at 7 p.m. The ensemble will be led by Uman Pipa Virtuoso and our guest this morning. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope that you have a beautiful concert.
Thank you so much. I look forward to that.
Again, Silk Road Ensemble presents American Railroad at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts at 7 p.m. One component of Silk Road's American Railroad project is an album that was released on Nonesuch Records in 2024. This song, featuring Wu Man, is entitled Rainy Day.